Today's class will be given by His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji, and he is the disciple of Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and he is also an initiating guru. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you are there on the call?
Yes, I am here. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, and thanks all the devotees who are joining this conference call on Srimad Bhagavatam and Japa conference. So our today's chapter would be text number 7 of Canto 33, Canto 3, chapter 33 and text number 7. So please accept my humble obeisances. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya krapa sindhu bhevacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Dishatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So it's a very auspicious day. Just yesterday we had Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day, and these verses are also very nice because they talk about the chanting of the holy name, which is our primary duty. So I will be reading this text 7. Aho batva sapacho ato gariyan yajivagre vartate namatubhyam te pustapaste juhu sasnu rarya brahmanu churnam gananti ete. So the words are very important. Aho bat, oh, how glorious. Swapacha, a dog eater. Atah, hence. Gariyan, worshipable. Yat, of who. Jivha agre, on the tip of the tongue. Vartate is nam, the holy name. Tubhyam, unto you. Tapuhu, tapah, practice the austerities. Te, they. Juhuvuha, executed fire sacrifices. Shasnuha, took bath in the sacred rivers. Aryah, Aryans. Brahma, Anuchuha, studied the Vedas. Nam, the holy name. Granananti, except ye, they who, and they means your. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. It's a long purport, so we will take in between and discuss about the meaning, what Srila Prabhupada wants to say. Oh, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name. Even if born in the family of dog eaters, such persons are worshipable. Persons who chant the holy name of your lordship must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices and achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. To be chanting the holy name of your lordship, they must have bathed in holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas and fulfilled everything required. Means the chanting is such on a topmost stage that just by taking the holy name even just once in a pure way without any offenses, then you will automatically remove not only your all the sinful reaction, but also the result of all the austerities, all the yajnas or the study of the Vedas is automatically going to all the pilgrimage sites, taking bath in all the holy places. It is automatically the result would come in the person who is chanting even once by the tip of his tongue. So it's a very, very not only enlivening, that how easy it is if you could put our all the attention and know the benefit of chanting, know the glorification of the chanting, why it should be chanted. So our today's topic would be mostly on this Nam Kirtan. What is the benefit, what is the drawbacks, how it should be chanted, how we should view, how it destroys all the karmas of the previous karmas, whether it is Kuta, Bija, Aprarabdha and Prarabdha. So we'll discuss on all these things. So, in Purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing, as it is stated in the previous verse, a person who has once offenselessly chanted the holy name of God becomes immediately eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices. One should not be astonished by this statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh means astonishment. One should not disbelieve or think how by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can become a holy man to be compared to the most elevated Brahmana. This is a question. To eradicate such doubts in the minds of the unbelievers, this verse affirms that the stage of chanting of the holy name of the Lord is not sudden, but that the chanters have already performed all kinds of Vedic rituals and sacrifices. It is not very astounding, for no one in this life can chant the holy name of the Lord unless he has passed all lower stages, such as performance of the Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, studying the Vedas, and practicing good behavior like that of the Aryans. So Arya and Anarya. So Aryas are the people who follow the Vedic scriptures, who follow rules and regulations of the Vedas, who knows about the scriptures and what to be done and what not to be done. And Anarya are who don't accept the Vedas at all. They don't follow any rules and regulations, and they act whimsically. So that means that person who is chanting, the chanting itself makes you pure to chant more. Means for people like what Srila Prabhupada is saying here, that chanters have already performed all kinds of Vedic rituals. So that they performed in the last life, I did not perform in this life. But just by chanting the name, just once, then you have automatically performed all these things. Vedic rituals, taking bath in all the holy places, all the sacrifices, and studied all the Vedas. So everything that, whatever is prerequisite for chanting, because people say that tongue, the vibration, the name that comes from the tongue and the throat and the air that passes through, so how it is possible that from a material tongue a person can chant? So we will discuss that point, that how the chanting is completely out of this material world. Tongue is of the material world. So how is it possible that something which is completely transcendental could happen from a non-transcendental or material object? This tongue is a instrument. It is not very astounding, for no one in this life can chant the holy name of the Lord unless he has passed all lower stages. That is ritualistic sacrifices, performing the Vedic rituals, studying the Vedas, practicing good behavior like that of the Aryan. All this must first have been done. Just as a student in a law class is to be understood to have already graduated from general education, anyone who is engaged in chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, must have already passed all lower stages. It is said that those who simply chant the holy name with the tip of the tongue are glorious. One does not even have to chant the holy name and understand the whole procedure, namely the offensive stage, offenseless stage, pure stage. So offensive stage, that is nama prad stage, offenseless stage, nama bhas stage, and a pure stage, that is the pure name of the Lord. We don't have to understand the distinction between all these two, what is nama bhas and what is nama prad chanting, but if the holy name is sounded on the tip of the tongue, that is also sufficient. It is said herein that nam, a singular number, one name. Naam means it is just one name. Krishna Ram is sufficient. It is not that one has to chant all the holy names of the Lord. The holy names of the Lord are innumerable, and one does not have to chant all the names to prove that he has already undergone all the processes of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. If one chants once only it is to be understood that he has already passed all the examinations, not to speak of those who are chanting always 24 hours a day. But even once, that means they have performed all the previous, just like if you are in a law college or medical college, that means you have already graduated, you have passed all the examinations. So one who is chanting, he has already done a preliminaries of Vedic studies and remaining purely like a Brahman and Vedic sacrifices. So that is already done automatically without doing it. That is the byproduct that automatically comes. So what to say about who is chanting 24 hours? Unto you, one must chant God's name, not as the Mayavadi philosophers say, any name, such as demigod's name, are the names of the God's energies. Only the holy name of the Supreme Lord will be effective. Anyone who compares the holy name of the Supreme Lord to the name of the demigods is called Pashandi. It means he is an offender. The holy name is to be chanted to please the Supreme Lord and not for sense gratification. Means that is pure chanting with no sense gratification. Means one does not looking for some result of the name, that let me get material benefits, or not for professional purpose, just chanting to earn money, singing to earn money so you could enjoy. So that would not give the benefit. If this pure mentality is there, then even though a person is born of a low family, such as a dog eaters, he is so glorious that not only has he purified himself, but he is quite competent to deliver others. That's a very important part, that if you are chanting purely, even once, then you could purify so many others. It is such a contagious thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting in Jharkhand and other places. Even he just passing all the animals, he started chanting. If Prabhupada chanted purely in Russia or many other countries, wherever he went, and so many devotees are still coming up just by purifying this atmosphere. If you chant little bit loudly, then not only the atmosphere, but all the living beings, even bacteria and viruses, they get benefit and they get higher birth to come to a devotional life. So much benefit we cannot imagine with this chanting. He is competent to speak on the importance of the transcendental name, just as Thakur Haridas did. He was apparently born in a family of Mohammedans, but because he was chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord offenselessly, Lord Chaitanya empowered him to become the authority or acharya for spreading the name. It did not matter that he was born in a family which was not following the Vedic rules and regulations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaita Prabhu accepted him as an authority because he was offenselessly chanting the name of the Lord. Authorities like Advaita Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya immediately accepted that he had already performed all kinds of austerities, studied the Vedas, and performed all sacrifices. This is automatically understood. There is a hereditary class of Brahmanas called the Smartha Brahmanas. However, who are of the opinion that even if such persons who are chanting the holy names of the Lord are accepted as purified, they will have to perform the Vedic rites. So they accept, this is Smartha Brahmanas, Prabhupada is writing, they accept that, that yes, they are purified, but they have to do Vedic rites are awaits their next birth in the family of Brahmanas. Then they will go back home or they will develop love of God, which is the end result of chanting the holy name. So that is their objection of Smartha Brahmanas family. Or so they can perform the Vedic rituals. But actually that is not the case. Such a man does not need to wait for the next birth to become purified. He is at once purified. It is understood that he has already performed all sorts of rites. It is so-called Brahmanas who actually have to undergo different kinds of austerities before reaching that point of purification. There are many other Vedic performances which are not described here. All such Vedic rituals have been already performed by chanters of the holy name. The word juhu means that the chanters of the holy name have already performed. Shasnuha means that they have already traveled to all the holy places of pilgrimage and taken part in purificatory activities at those places. They are called Aryaha, because they have already finished all these requirements, and therefore they must be among the Aryans, or those who have qualified themselves to become Aryans. Aryan refers to those who are civilized. Civilized, whose manners are regulated according to the Vedic rituals. Any devotee who is chanting the holy name of the Lord is the best kind of Aryan. Unless one studies the Vedas, one cannot become an Aryan. But it is automatically understood that the chanters have already studied all the Vedic literatures. The specific word used here is anuchuha, which means that because they have already completed all these recommended acts, they have become qualified to be spiritual masters. The very word granati, which is used in this verse, means to be already established in the perfectional stage of ritualistic performances. If one is seated on the bench of a high court and is giving judgment on cases, it means that he has already passed all legal exams and is better than those who are engaged in the study of the law or those expecting to study law in the future. In a similar way, persons who are chanting the holy name are transcendental to those who are factually performing the Vedic rituals and those who expect to be qualified. Or in other words, those who are born in families of Brahmanas must have not yet undergone the reformatory processes and who therefore expect to study the Vedic rituals and perform the sacrifices in the future. But the devotees who are chanting the holy name of the Lord, they have surpassed all this. They are on topmost position. And the person who are studying, who are trying to learn what it is, means it will take long, long time or maybe many, many lifetimes to come to the Brahmanical stage, what to say about a Vaishnava stage. But people who are chanting, they are already Param Bhagavat, already Vaishnavas, means they are already on topmost position. Beyond the Brahman is the Vaishnavas who are lovers of the Krishna and chant his holy name. So there are many Vedic statements in different places saying that anyone who chants the holy name of the Lord becomes immediately freed from conditional life. Means his all sinful activity are since they go away. Condition means we are bound up because of our sins we remain. If there is no sin, means sin or even piety, then there is no karma left. And if no karma is left, then you may live in the material world as a jivan mukta, or you may go back home, but you are free from material entanglement. It is our karma that binds us into the material world. And anyone who hears the holy name of the Lord, even though born of a family of dog eaters, also becomes liberated from the clutches of material entanglement. So many shastras, many books, many places, there is so much glorification of the holy name. So it's a very, very big topic that we are discussing. So we will go through some of the things and discuss about that. ओम अज्ञान्तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलित गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभिष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम् वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्री युतपदकमलम श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. So just little bit elaboration on this Naam Kirtan, that Naam and Nami are Abhinnatvam. Abhinnatvam Nama Namino. That Naam is this that word that you hear. Just like if you say Mishri, means sweet candy, but just by saying that you do not get the sweetness in your mouth. Or when you say water or gel, it does not mean that your thirst would be quenched. But this Krishna's name has Krishna in it. There is no difference in Krishna's name and Krishna himself, because it is not material anything in the matter is that name is different and the object is different. But in Krishna's name, these both are one and the same because it is aprakrit, it is transcendental and Sachidananda. Krishna naam, Krishna gun, Krishna lilavrand, Krishnera swarupsam, Sachidananda. Chidananda is transcendental. Nama chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya rasa vigraha. It is Chaitanya. Chaitanya means completely conscious. And rasa vigraha, rasa means ananda or bliss. It is solidified ras or bliss. So by contacting, then you become blissful. It means everybody wants to be free from anxiety, free from fear, free from constantly remain in the material world, so many worries. They all go out if you chant purely. So nama chintamani Krishna, it is a touchstone. Chintamani is a touchstone. Chaitanya rasa vigraha, purna shuddho, it is completely pure. Nitya mukto, it is completely free. Abhinnatvam nama namino, nam and nami, whose name is nami, means whose name is, that is like Krishna we say, that is name of Krishna. Krishna is the personality or Bhagwan Swayam, and the name is Krishna, and nami, whose name is, that is Krishna. So it is madhuratu madhur, param mangal, means it is very, very sweet, sweeter than the sweetest, very auspicious, and it is like nigamakalpataru. Nigamakalpataru galitam phalam. Nigamakalpataru means it is, nigam means shastra or Vedic literatures, you may say, or Bhagavat. Bhagavat is nigamat kalpataru because it is the ripened fruit of the Vedic wisdom. And it is like kalpataru. Kalpavraksha means gives any fruit, any amount, anything you want, it will give it. You just kalpana kije means you just think of and it will appear. You don't have to work for it. In material world, we have to do a severe labor. You have to go to a job or grow food. You have to put the seeds, prepare the field, plow it, water it, protect from so many diseases. But this by chanting the name, automatically you will get all the results what you want. It would be there. So it is madhurati madhur param mangalmay nigam kalpataru. Madhura madhuram etan mangalam mangalanam sakala nigamavalli satthalam chit swarupam. Krishna is the greatest and the name is also greatest. There is nothing greater than the name. And even the bhai, the fear is personified bhai is fearful of the holy name. Apanna sansratim ghoram yan nama vivasho granan tat sadyo vimucheta yad viveti swayam bhavan bhayam. So bhaya, this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, that bhaya itself is fearful. Means he is the fear personified, fears the holy name of the Lord. So there are two kinds of names, savishesh and nirvishesh. That Omkar, that is the nirvishesh name. Omkar and Krishna are, so pranav mantra, Omkar is a pranav mantra, and it is same as like Brahma Jyoti, or there is non difference. Om Brahma Miti, Om, in Gita also it is said, Om, Om Itte Kaksharam Brahma, that Iti, that's one name, Brahma, Etaham Va Kshara Brahma, that is the one Akshar, it is Brahma himself, but Brahma is Brahma Jyoti, it is Nirvishesh name. And so Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratishtaham, that the pratishta Brahman or Brahman Om is established, it is just from me, means the Savishesh Brahma. And then Savishesh and Nirvishesh. So Savishesh, one who has so many qualities. So Krishna Nam, it has already pranav mantra, is automatically there. But just by pranav mantra, we are not chanting the holy name of the Lord. The Krishna Nam is the shelter of pranav mantra. Pranav mantra is Om, Omkar. That is in Bhagavad Gita, in few verses it is described. So there are Anant Roop of Krishna, and different, there is a hierarchy because they don't appear with like Ram. Ram is Maryada Purushottam. He is not like Krishna, who is completely like, it's, they are all transcendental. There are forms of the name, but they only show that much activity, what is necessary for that particular time, place, circumstances. Same thing, this name, there are so many different names, but there is also a hierarchy. Just like in Vishnu Sahasra Nam, like, so Rama Rameti, Rame Rame Manorame, Sahasra Nam Tatulyam. That one who is chanting the Vishnu's 1,000 names, Vishnu Sahasra Nam, and that is all equal to one name of Lord Ram. So that's why this Varanani, that is being told by Lord Shiva to Parvati, that's why I chant the holy name all the time, Ram Nam, all the time. And also, Brahmanda Puran, it is also says, Sahasra Nam Punyanam, Trira Vratyasu Tatphalam, Eka Vratyatu Krishnasya Namekam to Prayachati. That 1,000 times Vishnu, means 3 times Vishnu. So if you chant the 3 times the Vishnu Sahasra Nam, so 3 times of name of Lord Ram is equal to 1 name of Krishna. So in the Mahamantra, when we say Ram, it is not the Lord Ram or Parashuram or Sita Ram, but it is Krishna as one who plays or engages in playful activity with Srimati Radharani. He is called Radha Raman or Ram. So there is a Tarak Mantra and Parak Mantra. Tarak Mantra, that you get liberated from the material world. But liberation is not why we chant the holy name. Our purpose is to develop love of Godhead, means seva, Krishna seva, because seva is a real duty of the soul. Soul wants to engage, his active, his part. She wants to fulfill the desire of the Supreme Lord. Any part, like our fingers, hand, they want to put food in the stomach, so all gets nourished. So, same way, if we please Krishna by chanting his holy name, means we are serving Krishna, so then automatically we get also happier, blissful. So we are all bliss-seeking, and that will come by chanting the holy name. So Parak Mantra means Premdan. Krishna Naam Parak Hai Kare Premdan. So it gives you, that is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mukti Hetu Tarak Hai Ram Naam, Krishna Naam Parak Hai Kare Premdan. So this Shakti Mat Tattva and Shakti. Shakti means Krishna has so many Shaktis. External energy, internal energy, marginal energy, so many potencies. But so Naam is Shakti Mat Tattva. Naam is not a Shakti, not a energy. It's not that, oh, Naam is just energy of the Lord. Like when we give a class or lecture. So it is one of the energy. It is just spoken if it is not about Krishna. But when we say Krishna Naam, it is a Shakti Mat Tattva. It means the one whose Shakti is. So, Shabda Brahma or Parabrahma, Eki Shakti Mat Tattva hai. It means it is not. So, Parabrahma means Krishna himself. Parabrahma, Param Purush, Param Bhagwan, and Shabda Brahma, that is the name. These both are Shakti Mat Tattva and not separate or. So there is names are, there is a adhunik name and ajanik name. Ajanik means that has been given in the our Vedic scriptures. And adhunik name like God, word was some later on, came maybe 2000 years ago. Or Allah, the greatest, that also came maybe say 1200 years ago. So is it the same that we chant Allah or God, or if we chant those, will it be the same effect? It is not given, that name is not given in the Vedic literature. So is there any meaning to that particular name? Or just saying something? So yes, it does some help because it points out to that. So it gives you that yes, there is something superior. But it that's why it has its benefit result. But it is not the same name. So Naam itself is very potent. Means even like say Ajamil chanted his son's name, but because that name was Narayan he chanted. Then he became liberated. He went back home, back to Godhead, developed love of Godhead because he chanted more purely. So even in Parihas, we take, means in joking, Bhaktaraj, you could take Harinam, you don't need, you just take Harinam, you don't need any dava daru or any medicine, you will be alright. So here we did not chant, but when we say Harinam, so Hari word is there, that is name of Krishna, even by avigya, like Hari, I don't have any time for Harinam. So because it is avagya, he did not follow the order. But even with that, because there is a Ardas Ram, the name of the vehicle or a truck, and still you get the benefit of the Lord Ram's name is there. So with avagya, even with grana, Ram Ram, which is Hai Ram, Hare, sometimes they say Haram, Haram kahin ka. But still because name Ram is there, people get liberated. One time a person had diarrhea and a pig was behind him and he pushed him. And by pushing him, he was very weak and he died. But he says, Harami kahin ka. But because he chanted, then he went to Krishna's abode. So such is the benefit. Even by taking, like say, Ubasi, or even we are, like yawning and sneezing, and if you take, or even without any meaning to that, like when you fall down or sometimes the name just comes, Haram or... So although it may not be the full benefit, but still there is a lot of benefit by chanting in that way, just taking the name. So name itself is Krishna, that's why it can give the result. Otherwise, why there should be result? But telling God, or does it... Because it points out to some person, that's why there is some benefit, but that is not exactly, because the name came later on. See, these names are eternal, like Krishna is eternal, Jiva soul is eternal. But Allah, God are such kind of newer names that came. As it came, it will go away. But Krishna's name is not temporary, it comes from Goloka. Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. But one cannot say that God name came from the spiritual world. You may say that God is Bhagwan. One may say, or translate it in Bhagwan, but just by name God, it does not have the same potency as the name of Krishna or Lord Ram. Just like a fire, if you knowing, unknowing, you put your hand in the fire, even child, it will have its effect. To what so say about the name of Supreme Lord, which is given in the scriptures, and if you chant, then naturally there is a... it will have its effect, like the fire would have its effect. Sanketyam parihasyam va istobham helanam evacha eva va vaikuntha nama grahanam asheshadharam viduhu. This is from Hari Bhakti Vilas. So they say that this name is aprakrat and chinmay, means it is eternal, and it is means it is there all the time, and it is transcendental. Aprakrit means not prakriti. Prakriti means material. It has nothing to do with matter or jagat or jagatik. It is not like that. So how one can have this name from the tongue, and how we could touch it? Aprakrit vastu nahe prakritendri gochar. That aprakrit vastu by prakritendri. The tongue is a prakritendri, material indriya. How it could touch the holy name? How it would... but see, the holy name is completely independent. It could come, like holy name is not bound by any rules and regulation. So it could appear even in the tongue or even in the prakrit. Means when somebody may say that, where is the energy to in a person who is chanting? Where is the energy that completely independent holy name can appear on the tongue? But it could appear according, if name is completely transcendental and completely, see, you may say independent. It does not depend on anybody's, like Krishna does not depend on, he could appear at any time in any mother, father, village. He is not bound by rules or regulation. Same thing, that name is not bound by material rules and regulation. So he... by his mercy, he just comes. Atah Sri Krishna Namadi na grahyam na bhavet grahyam indriyehi, that it does not come by by automatically by itself. It cannot be grahan karna. Grahan karna means appearing in the person. But swayam sevan mokehi jivado swayam eva ispuradada. But just by seva or that nam seva. Just chanting is also a nam seva. It is automatically a seva. Seva is done by our senses. Hrishikesha, Hrishikena, Sevanam Bhakti Ruttam Uchyate, but na, chanting name is also a kind of seva. And it appears automatically. So, it does not make the name Prakrat. The chanting by the tongue does not make that by name as material. Name does not become material. So, by just touching the holy name, automatically become the tongue also becomes transcendental. Any part that touches, just like darkness, if it touches the light, does the darkness, does the sun gets dissipated in the darkness? No, the darkness converts into light. Darkness converts into light. If the sun is there in a dark room, sun does not become dark, but darkness becomes lighted. Thus, so, same thing, when the tongue touches the holy name, then automatically the tongue becomes transcendental. Holy name is transcendental and tongue also becomes transcendental. So, just like andhakar ko alok mein parivartit kar deta hai when the sun comes, same thing, that when the Bhagavan Naam comes on the tongue, it becomes the tongue becomes transcendental. So, tongue is completely Chinmay Swarup, Alaukik Prabhav. Ek Krishna Name Kare, Sarva Paap Nash, Premer Karan Bhakti Kare Na Prakash. So, sometimes, like, why we don't see all this? What is the reason that when we don't see the benefit we have been chanting for many, many years, then one should understand that there is some, we are not chanting in a proper way. So, we have to, so there are just few rules about chanting. Je rupe, this is Chaitanya Charitamrita, je rupe laile naam prem upajay, tahara lakshan sun surup ram raay, tranadapi suni chena, taro iva sahishnona, taro rapi sahishnona, amani namana dena, kirtaniya sadahari. That this bhav of tranadapi, that I am lower than, not that I am, so that is one thing, that tranadapi bhav, that should always be put on our neck while chanting, and we should not be amanina, that do not give any he is this, that, I mean, so we fault finding, that is ninda or ninduk. Aninduk ai je Krishna bale, satya satya Krishna tare udhare pe bale. That if one is aninduk, means do not blaspheme in any way or shape, even to non-devotees. What to say about devotees? Then if he chants Krishna bale, satya satya Krishna tare udhare, then Krishna will liberate him completely from the material world and he become a resident of Vraj, Golok Vrindavan. Je more daser sakrat ninda kare, mor naam kalpataru tahare samhare. If my das, he does ninda or he is ninduk, mor naam kalpataru, then even kalpataru means millions of years, then he will not attain the love of Godhead or go back home, back to Godhead. Just tahare samhare means naam would become angry. The naam is a person. We should not think that naam is just a name, what happens, doesn't matter. Naam himself is a transcendental person. That's Krishna himself, the naam. So naam himself will kill him. So from the mouth that you are chanting the holy name and abusing others, abusing or trying to find out the faults on others, then what is the use of chanting the holy name? So, aparadha chadikar nama sankirtan sachirat pavetave Sri Krishna charan, that we should give away all kinds of aparadha. Then you will get achirat pave tave Sri nam Krishna charan. Then it won't take any delay. It is delayed or for years together we don't get that is, so there is aninduk hokar naam chant karna means without any ninda, another is Trinadapi, we should not feel any, and we should tolerate all kinds of insults. Trinadapi Sunichitaro Iva Saishwana. We should be tolerant if somebody is blaspheming, telling you ill, then one should not get agitated, one should not become. So we don't see the result because that Trinadapi Bhav is not there. We have to become a Ninduk or without any blaspheming or apradh. Then we should not have any, not only Ninda, but any kind of other apradh. And Bhavana, that yes, it is Krishna's Naam that we should all be feeling. So name should be chanted with feeling. That our consciousness should be Krishna conscious, and we should be with respectful way that now I am chanting like Krishna, so we become sometime drowsy, sleepy, or we do all those, some benefit is there, but it won't give the full result. Like the offense is to be inattentive while chanting. Like if some great person comes to you, and how careful you become, like the president of the country or any material person comes, then there is so much attention. Even if you are sleepy or did not sleep for 3 days, we will be awake. Oh, let me see him, let me honor him, maybe I will get some benefit. But here the personality of God is coming in the form of the holy name, who is not other than Krishna, and we are sleepy. So it is a disrespect to the person name, to the person Naam. And that's why those things are there. So we should be careful about all these things. And so that's why in Vidagdha Madhava Natak, there is this very wonderful verse is there. Tunde Tanda Vini Ratim Vitanute Tunda Tunda Vali Labdhaye Karna Kroda कडम बिनी घटयते कर्णार बिंदु भयस्प्रहाम चेतः प्रांगण संगिनी विजयते सर्वेन्द्रिया नाम कृतिम नो जाने जनिता क्रियत भर मृते ही कृष्णेति वर्णद्वयम. That when this Krishna two word, then it comes this two akshar. So it is like a nut or nutty. Nutty means who is dancing. When it dances on the tongue, then we want to have so many tongues, millions of tongues. And when it enters into the ears, then we desire to have so many ears, not just one or two. And when it goes into the heart or chitrupi, then it conquers all the senses. They become stunned. They don't function there. Means the senses don't go to the sense objects. It just becomes stunned and just absorbed in that ras, but that has to be chanted purely. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that Cheto Darpanamari, it just cleanses and makes it same. Saradatma Isna Panam Param Vijayate, Krishna, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, Purnamrata Swadanam, that it completely, whatever is our desire, that is completely gets full. Aswadan, that Purnamrata, that what we are looking, amrit means there is no destruction, or it is ajar amar, which is all the time. So you become completely under the care of Krishna and forget about any material things. Where would be the suffering or fear or all this would go away? And it satisfies our atma, soul. So just Radharani, now she heard first time the name Krishna, and just by hearing that name, she became attracted to this name. That who is this? Whose name is this? Who is this person? Then she saw heard the flute sound. So Krishna's flute sound is not different. Really, through the flute sound, Krishna gave Gayatri all the knowledge to Brahma. So sound itself, like flute from Krishna, it is vibrating Krishna's names and his glories. So by hearing that, she became also attracted. Then somebody gave Vishakha Devi, formed a chitra, like a painting of Krishna, and she became attracted. So she's feeling that I am a chaste lady, and how? So she's feeling very, very painful that how it is that I am attracted to three different people. She thought that Krishna Naam and the Vanshidhvani and Chitrapat, that is three different people. So she is saying that I am a Kulbala. How it is possible that I have love with all the three personalities together? I should really die like rather than this. Then she heard that it is all the same person who has all these three. The form, the sound, the name is all one and the same. So that way, so Krishna's spiritual names are Advaya Jnana Tattva. Means there is Swajatiya, Vijatiya and Swagat Bhed. It is not there. Shaktimat, as we discussed, it is seed form, Bija. Bees don't have any differentiation between like the stem, the roots, the flowers and leaves. So there is, in the seed everything is in the, so Krishna's name is seed, seed swarup. There is no nam nami, vachak vachya, shakti shakti, those feel, these differences are not there. Now, so nam is not dependent on anyone else. Nam kirtan is anya nirpeksh. But other processes are depend on the holy name, it depends on the bhakti. Holy name you are chanting means you are performing bhakti, or using your senses to serve Krishna, that is also bhakti for the master of the senses. So, namavidha bhakti puna nam hate hai, that all the nine processes that from the nam place, and it does not, that what is desh, kal, patra, dasha, any person, even if he is a vishay bhogi, parpidak, he is giving pida to others, jnana, vairagya, brahmacharya, shunya, sarva dharma, parityagi, whoever it is, he gets the anayas, he gets the, which is even for dharmatma people, it is difficult, but he gets the love of Godhead and goes back home. Om apavitrova pavitrava sarvavastha gatopiva. Yes, smaret pundrik aksha. Pundrik aksha. Pundrik means one who is lotus-eyed Krishna. If he chants the name, sabhayabhyantara suchi becomes completely purified. Even with so many material desires. Even in asauch avastha, means pavitra, pavitra, doesn't matter. Na sauchyam kitane tashya sa pavitra karoyata. There is no vidhi nished. Diksha purushcharya vidhi apeksha na kare. Jivva sparshe achandale sabhare uddhare. Means even there is no need of even diksha. You could chant and you get the benefit. But you will develop love of God. When you hear from a pure source, then you become purified and you could chant more purely. That's why diksha is necessary. Otherwise the benefit would be there. So the benefit of this is not to become free from the material world, panchavidha mukti or five times of mukti, or but it Krishna prem, and Krishna becomes your own slave almost. He becomes like a krit das. He becomes like he is purchased. People in Hari Bhakti Vilas, there is a verse, Gitva Chamam Namani Narten Mama Sannidhau Idam Bravimi Bhi Te Satam Krito Ham Tena Charjuna. Gitva Chamam Namani Rudanti Mama Sannidhau Tesham Aham Parikrito. Parikrito means purchase. Nani Krito Janardana. There is no other way that Krishna. Krishna does not become like a pet person for that. Whatever he wants, he will do it. Like Draupadi just called, hey Govinda, I'm in trouble, please come. She was just crying loudly. Then Krishna was in Dwarka, but he heard that, he immediately came, and then he says, what he's saying, Rinam etat pravardham me, hradayanapa sarpati, yad govindeti chukrosha, Krishna amam duravasinam. That you call with your artha means when you were in problem and danger, then you called me, then that rain, I did not pay you back by coming in form of the sari, but you have bound me, and because of our love, which is completely increasing more and more, so I'm just sold to you. So when you call with simple heart, not with then he, Krishna, appears in front of you, and he is subdued. He is within, like he becomes like your, like a pet person or your very dear friend. Or he says that I cannot even repay you. Pare na pareyam. What you are doing, I cannot. And even if you want to get anything of the material world or spiritual world, it does not. You could get that by just chanting. So nam, now this nam comes from nam. Nam means naman karna. Naman karna means to bend, jhukna, to bend. And so whom it bends? This nam bends Krishna as well as the devotee. So jhukna means you don't have dehavivesh. Dehavivesh means you don't think that you are this material body. And so you, from your top position of abhiman, that we are in the here is because of the false ego. We identify with the body, we identify that I am part of this country, I am black, white, Indian, American, doctor, engineer. These are all binding. These are all a kind of a covering. And we have to get out of this material covering. So it makes us fall from the topmost materially to the down, and makes us feel like then it makes us eligible to pull towards Krishna, and Krishna also bends. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that Nam Kirtan is all kinds of abhist siddhi, param upay is this name. And even man naya, that is the fruit of all the austerities, yam, niyam, dan, so vedadhyan, every kind of activity is already included in this name. Now, mind is very chanchal, it is very flickering. What should be done, or how it could be controlled, that we could chant more purely? And so, chanting and dhyana are smaran. Dhyana means you just pay attention to that, or you remember. So, what is better? So dhyan, or remembering the Lord, that could happen in when you are in a solitary place. But kirtan could be, even if somebody, so much sound is coming, you could still chant the holy name alone or in a with another devotees. Dhyan or meditation, or that is only for benefits that person who is meditating on the Lord. But chanting benefits so many atmosphere, the people, the viruses, the bacteria, animals, dogs, cats, buffaloes, they also get benefit. Then this name, dhyan, means only you meditate for time being. But it is not that you will do service and the prem in seva in the spiritual kingdom. So nam is you chant here and you do seva, and you do that seva. Nam means chanting, it's seva also, seva of the Lord. Just by begging, like, please engage me in your service. The meaning of the name, Hare Krishna mantra, that oh Krishna, oh Hara, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in service of Krishna and Radha, Raman, Ram, you please engage me. But itself is a service also. So by Nam Sankirtan, definitely you will get love of Godhead. Nobody could cross over this. So Nam is Prem Swarup itself. Nam Sankirtan, that is Prem, Ananya Siddha, means it is, this is karya, means activity, and the karan, both are the same. When you chant here, you chant, but dhyan is only here, but when you go to the spiritual kingdom, but also, like, in the spiritual kingdom, he's in front, he's there, you just do the your activity, you are serving. Jaise taiche koi, joi koi kare smaran, chari vid paap tar kare samharan. So Harinam, whatever way that he is remembering the name of the Lord, then has all four kinds. Prarabdha, aprarabdha, bij. Bij means a seed, vasna. Vasna means a desire to sin. And kut. Kut is like prarabdha, bhavan, mok. All four kinds of pap or karma gets finished. Sarva papa vinirmuktaha. So people say that if your prarabdha are completely finished, then you die. See, nama prat, if you are doing some nama prat, then all the prarabdha karma does not get finished. And even if somebody has no nama prat, still, if they want to stay and serve the Lord even in the material world, they could. So that energy or that thought or that feeling keeps them alive in the material world. So they give, or even while they are there, they get another body that is completely transcendental body, they get in the material world, so they could remain. So anyway, it's the name, and there is a lot of discussion, little bit about this verse that we have talked, I will discuss that. It's not that you have to be a Brahmin. Just by holy name you become beyond Brahmin. So there were like 81 sons of Rishabdev, and his son was Bharat, was the eldest one, who became Jad Bharat later on. But he was a Kshatriya, he was a king. But his 81 brothers, although born in a Kshatriya family, they were Brahmanas, and they were doing all the ritualistic ceremonies, Karmakandi Brahmanas. And then there was Karusha, that Manu Maharaj had Uttan part, but there was another wife, there was a child, Manu and Shatrupa, but he had another wife. So they were born. So Drasta came a Kshatriya caste called Dharastra. But he was became the Brahmana, although born in a Kshatriya family. Vishwamitra, son of Gadi, Maharaj Gadi, was a king. And he was very, very powerful. His son was very, very powerful, Kshatriya. But he achieved the position of a powerful Brahmana by undergoing penances and austerities. So he became a Brahmana, very topmost Brahmana. So in this way, so Swapach, like we are talking that if even a dog eater also could become a Brahmana. So bhakti destroys all the prarabdha, all the sins. One becomes a dog eater because of the sins. Because of the sin, you take birth in a low family. So there are four kinds of things, but all those four are principles of material advancement. That is high parentage, like taking birth in a Brahman family or high family, good wealth, high education and attractive beauty. So these are the four, but they are the disqualifications for progress on the path of spiritual advancement. Because it will make you proud. Oh, I came from such and such father, who is our Brahman family, or I am so wealthy, and I have so much education, and I am so beautiful. So this keeps you in the material world. So it does not mean that you have to get out of that, but use everything in Krishna service. But if you become proud of all these things, because these four things, that Sri means Lakshmi and all this beauty and all these things come because of our piety. But piety may be an obstruction for pious activity. It has nothing to do with devotional service. Pious and impious, they are of the material world. You enjoy or suffer the resultant reaction, and then your karma gets finished. But completely finishing all the karma, because they are continuously becoming new and new karma in the human life. So many karmas that we make. So you cannot finish all the karmas by any number of lives you take. You have to take to devotional service to get free from all the karmas. So much devotional life is important, and Kapil Muni is instructing Mother Devuti on all these subjects. And she is making her conversant, and then she achieves perfection by hearing all these things. That was his responsibility by narrating all this. That is the activities of the Kapil that he is telling his mother. He wanted to let him be liberated, but through her, he is teaching us. Just through Arjun, Krishna is teaching us. So Krishna is coming as Kapil Dev, and he is giving instruction to his mother. So every woman can qualify herself as much as Devuti. and then can also have the Supreme Godhead as her son. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead can appear as the son of Devahuti, he can also appear as the son of any other woman, provided that woman is qualified. If one gets the Supreme Lord as a son, one can have the benefit of bringing up a nice son in this world, and at the same time get promotion to the spiritual world to become the face-to-face associate of the Personality of Godhead. One may say that son and affection with the son is bad, but if the son is God, well, like here the example has been given in the purport of the this Vatsalya Ras came from Vatsa. Vatsa means a calf. Vatsa means like a little baby cow. And then how the mother cow is affectionate to the child. That wherever the child goes, she goes ramhati bhi uske piche piche chalti hai, daudti hai. She goes behind the calf because of the affection. That is Vatsalya. But parental love, that is there in everyone, but that is should be reposed to Krishna. All that love means in form of service, are thinking that that child is given to you as a service to that, but having a Krishna as child, that is something completely transcendental, completely different. So when we are not in physical contact with Krishna, we can associate with him like the gopis through feeling of separation. Feeling separation from the material world is binding, but feeling of separation from Krishna is very helpful. The gopis were discussing about the Krishna's transcendental form, his qualities, his beauty, his pastimes. So that will enrich the devotee to the highest devotional perfection. Feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Devotee felt great love as she continually meditated on her son, Kapil Dev. As she carefully followed his instruction on the devotional service, her heart became purified and she became situated in full knowledge. Gradually, the modes of material nature ceased to act on her and she became liberated, achieving the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, she became free and left. So the place where she was, her body melted and become part of the Saraswati River, like became milk, like Narottam Das Thakur. Then his body was taken to Padma River, Padmavati. Is the name of the river. Padmavati is also the name of mother of Nityananda Prabhu, whose birthday was yesterday. I wanted to tell, but so much time has been spent, so maybe you must have heard. So Siddhapad is the name where she lived, and it was so opulent, like by the mercy of Kardam Muni, that place had like so many apsaras, and they were there to help, and it's like made with chintamani jewels, her house and hut, and so beautiful that place was because of her powerful husband, Kardam Muni. So he left behind all these things for her. He left to progress, to just give an example that even if the God was there as his son, but he left to keep the meaning of the Vedas, that yes, one should give away this material life or entanglement with the family and should go in the forest to meditate on the Lord. So he did so to teach us. He was a perfect devotee, but she married to Kardam Muni. The reason was that she wanted to become free from this entanglement. That my senses are dragging me. So please guide me so I could become free from this sense-enjoying propensity. And she did become free by having a son and who was instructing to her. Nirvinnam nitaram bhuvan asad indriya tarshanat. That this asad indriya are just pulling me. Tarshanat means it is just pulling me. So please give me instruction so I could become free from attachment of my senses for sense gratification. So he got it, and Kapil Muni is still in the Ganga Sagar, and he people could see him. So ocean gave him the place, and so his place is still there. Kapilashram is there at Ganga Sagar, about 3 hours from Calcutta. Or from Mayapur also takes 3-4 hours to go. So thank you so much for listening and for giving me opportunity and for discussing about the Supreme Lord's activity and how his mother got liberated, and anyone can get liberated like this, and by following this, or even the Phala Shruti means what is the description of the dealings of Kapil Dev and his mother is very confidential, and anyone who hears or reads this narration becomes a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is carried by Garuda, and he thereafter enters into the abode of the Supreme Lord to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So there are another Kapil, these are the instruction of Kapil, but there was an atheistic Kapil. And little bit about Sankhya, what is Sankhya Yoga, how it is different than the Bhakti Yoga. So this Sankhya Yoga and Bhakti Yoga is really, Sankhya Yoga means by enumerating that the tattva, different tattva, you know, like there are 24 elements. 24 elements that is comprised of five Gyanendriya, like the tongue, the ear, the nose, the eyes, the skin. Then there is five Karmendriya. Then there is five material objects, earth, water, fire, air, ether. Then the this sound, and these are sound and taste, and these are another five, Tanmatra. And so these are the Tanmatra, the taste, sound, touch, smell, hear the words. So these are all tanmatras, and then there is mind, intelligence and ego. And but beyond these 24 elements and chitta, but beyond this is the spiritual. He is, that is, we are not, we have nothing to do, it is a separate, that we are the spirit soul part, and we have nothing to do with this material body. We just think that, but we are not the body, we are the spirit soul part and parcel of Krishna. So the soul, the super soul, Paramatma, Krishna, spiritual kingdom, these are not part. So atheistic Kapil just said that we just came by combination of the matter, and whatever you enjoy, yavat jivet sokam jivet rendam kratva ghratam pivet. We are just by chemical, and when a bhashmi bhut, when we become burned, our body is gone, then everything is gone. So this is the materialistic, or all the scientists are also materialistic, and that is their view. Only they could be corrected if they take to this Krishna consciousness. But one day will come, then when everybody would read Srimad Bhagavatam in all the universities, and which is happening, and people at least who studies and who surrenders, then they will learn this. Otherwise this is disappearing very, very fast. So without Bhagavat and without the devotees, this topmost knowledge, topmost science, would gradually dwindle. So at least it is the time that Chaitanya Prabhupada, that for 10,000 years, 5,000 it will go more and more, then gradually it will vanish, and then the more the effect of this Kali Yuga would be there. So we should revive our Krishna consciousness fully and go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime only. So thank you, Hare Krishna. We could get unmuted and discuss these wonderful topics about the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvatpranam, Shri Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful class, and very nicely you explained about the holy name and how Lord Kapila, he, because of Mother Devahuti, he taught us about the transcendental knowledge. So, thank you very much, Prabhuji. I have a question, but I just want to give a chance to other devotees. Because
no, it's okay. Now you came first, so you can ask. That's okay. Everybody.
Yeah. So,
not that I'm knowledgeable. I'm just, what Prabhupada and what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, I'm just under their, I'm not even a dust at their lotus feet, but if they could keep me as a dust, that's, and dust of the devotees also, so it's okay. You want to know, so that's a glorious also.
So Lord Kapila is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's the son of Kardamuni, but while, you know, the having the Lord as a son, why he has to go to the forest and do tapascharya.
No, see, tapascharya means he was already a perfected devotee. He asked, so that was all the arrangement of marriage with Devahuti, and that was done by Krishna, appeared in front of him when he meditated for 1,000 years. But to fulfill the desire of his father, Kardamuni, son of Brahma, so he wanted him to produce children, so he did produce children, 9 girls and then 1 son. And then 9 girls were married to other Prajapatis, and they produced more daughters later on, when some more children or more Jiva soul. As much as that, when Kashyap Muni is the son of Marichi Rishi, not Marichi, but Marichi Rishi, and then this so there were so many children, animals, and there were so many others were born of this Kashyap Muni. Kashyap and Diti, all the Daityas came. Kashyap and Aditi came, all the Adityas, that is the Devta. And so many Nagas came from Kadru, and Vinita had Garuda and another person who became driver of the sun god. So like this, so many children, even the animals and monkeys, and they were all born. It's not that just by evolution we became. It's such an atheistic theory of it, that we came from monkeys. It's very detrimental, because it does not that there is a hand, there is a creator, and who has created all these living beings. So Kardamuni went to fulfill the scriptural injunction that one at a time should take, when they is 50-year-old, he should go to the forest, or at least take sannyas or renounce the material world. See, he was already perfected being. He wanted his wife to take the advantage and ask the question from his son. So he gave his son to for the benefit of his wife. So that is their desire, that they are pure devotees, and we should not, why he did not remain home. Same thing that one may be asked, Rishabdev, no, not Rishabdev, there was another personality also, that he left home, and although the son was there. So there are other descriptions also are there. I am forgetting that. So we should not be, that is, doubt why he wanted to fulfill the scriptural injunction. So people follow the scriptures. For everybody, their son is like Krishna, one may think, although it may not be Krishna. But people may, they decorate him and they make so much, but that is a material attachment.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji.
You're welcome.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisance.
Please accept my humble obeisance.
Prabhuji, could you explain some details about the difference between pure stage and offenseless stage of chanting?
Yeah, offensive chanting and pure stage. Pure stage is
offenseless chanting. There are 3 stages mentioned there. One is offensive chanting, offenseless chanting, and pure stage.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the second stage is Namabhas, called Namabhas, and one is the offensive stage, when you are doing all those 10 offenses in Seva Parad and Nama Parad, and there is another Dhamma Parad, and so different things are there. So the result of this Nama Parad, like you are chanting, but there is an Aparad. So one cannot get love of Godhead, one cannot, but all the sins would go away. By the Nama Parad. Means whatever sins, means whatever pop you have done, they will disappear. With Nama Bhas, you could even get liberation. Means you could get Sayuja Samipya, those Mukti, or become free. Liberation means becoming free from threefold material miseries. That is liberation. And Nama Prem means you become eligible to go back to Krishna's abode and loving devotional service. So, Shuddha Nam gives you Krishna Prem. Namabhas gives you freedom from your sinful activities. And Nama Prad, so Nama Prad, like, see with this, so free from all the sins that happens even with Nama Prad. But Nama Bhas, you could go eligible, you become liberated, not just sins go away, but you still you are rotting in the material world. And Nama Bhas could freedom from all the threefold material miseries. Adhyatmik, Adi Bhautik, and Adi Devik, that is threefold material miseries. So you are liberated and your name gives you Krishna Prem. So one may think that I am chanting even offensively. Most of us are chanting offensively because we don't even understand what is pure name and how offense, because it is so easy to commit. Just an example, that Rupa Goswami was meditating in his Siddha Deh and serving the Lord in the spiritual kingdom. But somehow one sadhu came, and because he was seeing, and then Radharani some activity, that Radharani was hung up by Krishna in a branch, in a tree branch, that he bent it down, and then Radharani caught hold to pick up some flowers. And when she was picking up, and her hand was on the branch to bend it down, then he lifted his weight, and that way the branch was up and she is hanging, and now she is up in the air. So by seeing this Rupa Goswami, who was meditating on that in his Siddha Deha, he's smiling, he laughed. He did not see this man coming, going, but he felt that he's laughing for my bodily defects. He was like Astavakra, walking lamely or limping and walking, and he thought that he's laughing at me. To teach us that how Nama Prad could be dangerous and how easily it could happen, although he is a Manjari, Rupa Goswami, the topmost Manjari, so he cannot be affected by this Nama Prad. He's already on the topmost platform. But he did laugh, and then his meditation broke. So Krishna puts, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is putting his so many devotees to teach us. Just like he put Arjun in a dilemma, whether I should fight, what I should do. He knows. Jai Vijay put, so just Krishna's desire to fulfill, they act in such a way. Means this Jagai Madhai, which was protected by Lord Nityananda, they were more sinful than Ravan, Kumbhakarna, or Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. Are Kansa and Dantavakra, not Kansa, this Dantavakra and
Shishupal.
Shishupal, yeah. So they were more even dangerous and more sinful than all of those. So anyway, so your question I already answered, that what is the benefit or what are these three stages of chanting? Nama Parad, one becomes free from sinful activity. Nama Bhas, one can be liberated or freedom from mukti, from all these material pangs. And pure name means without any offense whatsoever. And then they could develop love of Godhead and reach to the supreme abode of the Lord.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Prabhu, how do you know, how does one know that, you know, we all are in the Nama Prad stage. How we know we have come to the Nama Prad stage?
Very good question, Prabhu. If after chanting 40, 50 years, your love does not come, your Ashta Sattvic Bhav does not come, you don't see any progress, your material attraction is the same or increasing on the name, then you must understand that there is some Nama Prad are happening, and that's why I cannot progress. And many people in the beginning stage, when they come and join Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON or anywhere, they feel very enthusiastic, they feel very nice, they even sometimes cry. But gradually it diminishes, and then you feel that you are nowhere, you are still there where you were there 50 years ago. Why? The reason is there is a aparad. And so if your Asta Sattvic Bhav does not come, if the tears do not come, you are still proud of your devotion. You are still feeling that I am temple president, I am such big authority, and so you blaspheming so many other people. You think that a spiritual master is an ordinary person. He is just like me. He has fallen down also. And those are ones that keeps you bound, like you want to cross over the material ocean, but your anchor is still there. So one can understand, and then he should go and ask confidentially to somebody who is more advanced in his spiritual life. Then you should go and talk to him confidentially and let him know. And then he will be able to answer that, where is your anchor? Where is your attachment? Does it answer your question, Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you very much. So in the Navama stage, because I was talking to some other senior devotee, when you feel that somebody else is chanting, you know, invokes love in you, or somebody is singing the mantra, that means you are reaching at the Navabha stage. You are getting the taste of Harinam, but you are not there yet. So that was the one thing I was told, the symptom of coming to the Navabha stage from the Navaprad. And the Shuddha stages, you are right, you know, you are ecstatic, you exhibit all the 8 symptoms of love of Krishna. That is very far to go for us. But thank you very much, Prabhu. I will listen to your lecture again today from the recording when Mataji sends. Again, very full of knowledge. I know it's all coming from Prabhupada, but you concentrate and put it in one place so nicely. I have to listen again. I get time. Thank you very much, Hari.
Thank you, Prabhu, and I hope that others could also get that. But I just wanted to clarify that if it is somebody singing very, so are you attracted to a melody of that song or you are attracted to Krishna? You have to differentiate. Somebody singing very melodiously and it is tune wise is very nice, and then you may feel very pleased or very happy. But that is a temporary result of a tune. So you have to know, is it because of Krishna's name? Just like Rupa Goswami wanted to get in Vidagdha Madhava Natak, that I want to have thousands of tongues and thousands of ears. And then your heart is completely subdued of anything. You don't even feel, you become stunned. So that is something different. So you have to differentiate that it is somebody singing melodiously. Because sometimes a cinema song could also make you, like if there is Harinam, and that could make you attracted or even cry. But that is not the same as a pure devotee is chanting.
Excellent, Prabhu. Excellent. So, Prabhu, what I was trying to say is that when somebody is chanting or singing, it's the, sensing that his separation from Krishna, you know, he's crying out to Krishna. That's what makes you either, you know, feel like crying or your hair standing on end. It's not the tune or the melody, as you said. It's that bhav that you get out of that he is really crying out to Krishna. To
okay. If it is true, then that is, yeah, that is correct.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Arjulashri Srila Prabhupada. I have a question. Prabhuji, can you give some tips to do offenseless chanting, Prabhuji?
No. Can you repeat that question? Just one
can
second, okay? I have just a little cold, so I will just blow my nose. Just one second, okay?
Just
hold on. Then you could repeat the question. Thank you. Okay, now you can repeat the question and let us just...
Prabhuji, my question is, can you give some tips to do offenseless chanting as a new devotee into ISKCON? I always struggle to do offenseless chanting. This means I don't want to do aparadha, but I don't know, somewhere I'm lacking. I feel like that I'm not getting the taste. Can you please help me with this, Prabhuji?
By asking this question, you are helping me, because most of us in Nama Prad or Nama Bhasi stage, so it is difficult, it is not that easy. It takes many, many lifetimes to come to that pure stage. Means you must have begun long, long ago also, but or even previous lives, to take to Krishna consciousness is not that easy, because material attraction is so great, and we have been with the matter or this jagat, this material world, from millions of lifetimes. So come to the stage and taking to Krishna consciousness is a very advanced stage. And so we should try to avoid, we should understand all these things, that what is this ninda, parninda, even for any jiva hinsa, thinking ourselves higher than anybody, having some pride, not in a humble state of mind, tranadapis, not tolerating even little things, and becoming agitated very easily, and trying to find some problem in others, even in any living being. Because they are all one, unless you have a feeling that they are all children of Krishna, they are all jiva, soul, or part and parcel of Krishna. So if we say somehow, it may not be a devotee, a non-devotee, or try to take advantage of any another, even animal, and then dhamma parad is another thing. That dhamvasi, you go to Vrindavan, but you're feeling that it is just like any another city, any another town, those animals, they also have, like any another. So even the pigs and birds, they are all different from any another place. So we should have a very high esteem of the dhams. And from any jiva, we should not take advantage of them or try to exploit them. Meat eating, and that is far away thing, but even hurting somebody, like even an ant or a mosquito, because we have no right to hurt any, because we cannot produce them. Like we cannot produce any insect, what right we have to hurt him or kill him? But we do so, and just to, or so if it comes in the form of like a, say, problem with the service to Krishna, that is something different. But even in that stage also, we should be very careful. So your question is that how to develop taste in the holy name. It's a not only difficult topic, but it takes many, many lifetimes and patience. Utsaha, nishaya, dharyat. Tat-tat karma pravartha, one should be very enthusiastic, should spend time, should read scripture, and associate with a devotee who has utsara, who is on a higher level, or who is more purer, and taking shelter and serving him, and making him happy by your service attitude. So all these things are needed, but to understand and that I am, once never to think that I am a now a pure devotee, or I have become. Only one judgment can be done by a person who is higher than you, or who is on a higher stage of love of Godhead, because there are various stages, and everybody is at a particular stage, and they have to go from their stage to the higher and higher stage. So, but you are asking this to remove whatever difficulties, which is very good, and Krishna, who is sitting in your heart, he will also impart to you that knowledge, that way you could come to him. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. So by all your satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purokam, all kinds of yukti, means your endeavor of different kind, you do it, and gradually you will rise. But don't feel that I could become a pure devotee of the Lord in this lifetime. Although it is possible, just to go back home in this lifetime, but then one has to make that kind of effort, like this Devuti is asking all these questions. to the Lord and then surrendering herself completely. Unless this, because we are attached to our children, family, husband, wealth, home, our own decoration, our own beauty, so many. So that keeps us in the material world. So much attachment. We are attachment, that's what Kunti Devi is praying, that what I have attachment for my children, although her children were devotees, not God, but pure devotees, but she said that let my attachment be finished and let me be attached to your lotus feet. If I have attached to the, because she was attached that this is my children, my son, although her position is very, very elevated, but she prayed to the Lord to please finish my ties to the Vrishnis and Pandavas and my husband and all my kul, and please finish this attachment. Same attachment should be put for Krishna. So unless that comes, that our attachment is to Krishna, then until then we have to remain in the material world. We have to transfer our everything, bodily consciousness and family consciousness, country consciousness, wealth consciousness, all these things have to be transferred to Krishna. Then we can progress more easily, which takes certain time and understanding and listening and associate with the scriptures, read it more and more, associate with devotees and serve them, and try to, as much as we could, avoid our offenses. We have to try deliberately. It won't happen automatically. If we are fighting at home or shouting at each other, at home or wife, husband, or children and parents, then naturally we are still on a material contaminated stage, which will take deliberate efforts to get removed. So, I know I did not answer completely, and it's a big, deep subject to how to advance to the pure level, but it will happen if you have so desire, then it will happen. But how much time it takes, that is different. That is the quickness of your effort and your surrendering more and more. So we could always take the example from the scriptures, like the gopis, how they did it. They were attached to, but they were attached to Krishna only, not to home or their children or any their situation. So Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadu Vargeneya Kalpita, that we should follow in the footsteps of the gopis, how they surrendered completely, or how Devahuti did that. So we have to read the about the life of the pure devotees through the scripture and personally also.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. You've explained very well.
Thank you so much for asking this wonderful, nice question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Can
yes, yeah. Anyone? Then one by one, you can ask. So whoever wants to. Yes.
So you can go ahead, Prabhuji.
Oh, okay. Prabhu, you ask.
Prabhu, my question was: can you explain what is Falgu Vairagya?
Okay, Prabhu. Just like there is if you have gone to Gaya, there is a Falgu River, and there was Bhakti Charu Maharaj made a character as Falgu Babaji. So Falgu means this Falgu Nadi in Gaya means on the upper part it is just a sand, or just sand is there, or stones are there, but underneath the river is flowing. So Falgu means a false also, that outer part you look like a devotee, but inside you are a demon. So Falgu Vairagya means you show that you are detached, but from inside in your mind there are so many thoughts of material enjoyment. How I could attract this girl, how I could have sex, how I could defeat him or do a fraud and earn money from him, or how I could be outwardly very simple, very nice, But then, like one man, I will just give a little example, came to the temple with a Harinam chadar, and we acted, and then he was a travel agent. Then he gave some false, he collected some, and he reduced the price for travel to India. So I bought ticket, and somebody, another so many people bought ticket, oh, he's a devotee and he would not defraud. And I'm talking about many years ago, where there was this computer things and reservation were not there. Then that when you went to the airport, then that they said that these are not the proper documents or proper ticket. So he cheated many people, 300-400 collected say $700-800 from each one of them and disappeared. So that is Phalgu showing as a devotee, but inside he was a demon. And Phalgu means sometimes somebody may come to the temple and show and chant very loudly and show and for quite some time. But his aim is to get the innocent girl as his wife, or reverse also. So I have seen practically even in my own family it happened. But outwardly, so Phalgu means outwardly different, inwardly different. You know the difference now? It's just a
yes,
showing.
Thank person. You very much.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you. Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very nice class and so many nice points. I like the point about Kunti Devi, how she's praying to cut the ties even though all her sons were perfect devotees, and so then how much we have to learn. We are so attached to the family, and really thank you so much for giving us such practical guidance and instruction, Prabhuji.
Yeah, it's difficult to remove those ties. But as a service that Krishna has given in your care, not thinking that they are my son. Just it, they are under my care and you have to take care of them. You do your duty. Duty is different and attachment is different. Attachments without that we cannot live. And duty means you do out of your duty as a parent, you have to do your certain duties that you can't neglect. Like say, I will give you attachment thing, like Srivas Thakur. His single son died when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing Sankirtan in his house. And his wives and other relatives were crying and wailing. And so when he heard this, he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went inside and he said, he heard that yes, his son is dead. But he did not show any symptoms of any crying or anything low. He just says that now he has gone, that was Krishna has given me for that much time. Now he's gone, please don't cry, otherwise I will jump in the ocean or Ganges river. Kilma, if you hurt Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his Sankirtan. See, he's a perfect example that he was caring, taking care of him as a father, but not that when he's gone, then he's to chhati todenge, or chhati kutenge, or aisa nahi. He said that, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later on, he knew and he told that you are such a sincere soul that you were not really disturbed by even the death of your son. And so that's a very high stage. So he invited his son to come back. And he said, my dear Lord, my connection with him was until such and such time that according to your rules and regulation, that I was a son for such and such years, now he's gone. Now he has some different, I have different parents, and I have so many parents. Same thing happened with King Chitraketu. His son was poisoned when he was hardly 5-6 years old by poisonous sweet balls given by Kratadyuti's co-wives, like King Chitraketu's co-wives, gave him the poison because his attention was on Kratadyuti and his son and not on the other, so many other wives. So they became all angry, very envious that she is getting all the attention of our husband and we are also his wife, so let us just kill, this is just because of the child. So he did not engage in his kingdom for a long time. And he's just neglected and crying and so much bereft of this. Then Narad Muni and Parvat Muni, and they came and they brought the child back to life. And then the child is saying, "Who's my father? Who's my mother? I had so many parents. Which life you are talking about? Now I have some other fathers." So these are all connection, father, mother, husband, wife, children. They are all temporary, like you are going in a train or flight, or and you sit with somebody. So it may be a little longer time, or in a dream you see and you become happy. But it's like a dream that has gone, and then you forget about that. So if you come in contact, that's what Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, gave order, that wherever you go, you tell them about Krishna. And you knock down on the doors, and you just say that your life is very valuable. It is meant for Krishna's service, or remembering Krishna, or serving Him, not for all this. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, we had a play yesterday. I became Haridas. Someone became Nityananda. It was just short drama, but the result is that it is our duty, if we want to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy or Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, then we should go door to door, distribute Krishna consciousness. That should be our main duty. And other duty are like the lady who, we knocked down the one of the door, a lady came, she says that, "I have so many duties to do. I have so much, I have no time for chanting." Then Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, they are replying that, "Yes, dear sister, that is true, that you have no time, but death may come at any time. How do you know that you will be alive for such, and when you will practice to free yourself from this material entanglement? You should get some free time." And so human life, as Haridas, I was telling, this is just the last night, and that this human life is so valuable, and you could revive your God consciousness only in this human form. Otherwise you will be repenting and then develop your... So you could be free from all material entanglement by chanting the holy name. But we don't take those lessons. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that he is willing to give us everything, every facility. The minute you have a desire, lolyam, we have lolupta, or so much attachment to our material possessions, including children, husband, wife, our wealth, home. But we should have that attachment. That's what Kunti Devi, that you are saying, is praying, to break up by all the attachment. So you live, you eat, that is all fine, because body is there, you have to take care. But it is body's instrument for Krishna. Not, it is not my body. We think it is my body. No, it is not our body. Sanatana Goswami wanted to, when he had a so much skin disease, his pus was oozing from his body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's embrace, and he will feel very, very bad in his mind that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, and he has to get all this my contaminated oozing pus and all this holy smelling thing that it comes on his cloth. He told this to Jagdananda. He says that you just kill yourself. And so he wanted to kill. He had decided, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came next day, that this body is mine. I have to do so many things with this body. So why you are taking it away? Then he embraced him, and then all the skin disease went away. So this is for us to teach, that our body belongs to Krishna. Not it is for ourselves or for anyone, anything else. So remembering that, it will make you more advanced. But our duty is different and attachment is different. Attachment jaise ek ladki ko ladke ka ho jata hai. Uske bina reh nahi sakti. Usi ki raat din chinta. Or somebody, there is a divorce. Then one thinks of this past time when so many... We see all these things happening. And one should remove from this mind all these things. We should just think it is Krishna's arrangement. Whatever it is, our karma I am paying, or and then it is always for my good. I'm a devotee of Krishna, I'm chanting his name and Krishna will take care. So those feeling, that is what is surrendering, that has six processes. So you all can read that, or you all know that is also accepting Krishna is the only maintainer, only shelter. So there are six stages of those surrendering process. So we could talk about it, it's a long topic by itself. And Vaishnava K, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, wrote a book called What Kind of Vaishnava I Am. I'm calling myself what I have this thing. So there are so many things. It's a very nice book. It was translated and it was in Bengali originally. Vaishnava K. Very nice book to know our condition. We may call ourselves Vaishnava, but unless love for Krishna comes, we are still materialistic.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, anybody has anything, any comments, anything to discuss?
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
So, if no one has any questions, then we can end now.
Okay.
And thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your classes.
So
and
please keep that recording, because I should have recorded. But somehow I don't have the tool or any assistance to record and put in different places. I mean, it's a different way, not only YouTube, because there is some fake, but also Krishna, what you call it?
Iskandesire TV,
or Mayapur TV, or any other means, and WhatsApp, and I don't know, whatever, there are so many means. Somehow I'm not qualified to know all these things, but if it is given to other people, because I... What I tell is I just from the scripture, I read and tell you. I put it all together from different sources. And so I spend some time, and if it is used by other devotees to understand these topics more clearly, that would be worthwhile.
Yeah.
Like Srila Prabhupada, he had a end-to-end tape recorder. And from very beginning, from like not that his disciples were doing, he will turn it on and he will record. But it is so useful now. Not that I am Prabhupada, I am not comparing like that, but still it is Prabhupada's wordings in another way, for different way of telling. That's why so many books have come up, sprung up from Prabhupada's own lectures, because they were recorded. So same thing, it may benefit some people. And that's why I wanted to keep it.
Yes.
Okay. So please preserve them. I could make my web page sometime, if somebody can help me in putting in that web page also. And then it could all be collected and just by, if anybody wants to listen, then they could go to that web page and listen to that. So let me know how it all can be done.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Vachya Kalpataru Bhishya Kripa Sindhu Bhishya
Patita Pone Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namo Hare Krishna.